talking about insects. And can you tell me another name for some small insects?
Well, a dirt diver. But he's also a wasp. Paper wasp, some people would call him. Our principal wasp is the dirt diver. And he will bring in mud and make his colony and lay his eggs and whatever under the eaves of your house or the sides of your house. And in recent years, I have found that he's the arch enemy of the black widow spider. And before this, I knocked down dirt dauber nests as a nuisance and wouldn't let them around. If they make a nest on galvanized iron, the acid in their mud will completely remove the zinc from the galvanized, and you have a rusty roof or whatever. But now that I've found that they're this enemy of the black widow, I'm not going to disturb the dirt daubers anymore. And there are other types of wasps similar to that. And we have hornets, which are a mean one, and one of their popular places to build is in the cabbage palm fawns. And in trimming a palm tree, occasionally you'll have wasp nest or hornet nests on it, and they can beat the distance between you and them and you in the ground. So you come out of it usually with several stings before you can get away from them. And they're mean. And we also have yellow jackets, more than two varieties. In cleaning fish occasionally, the small variety of yellow jacket will want to eat on the fish. And you're pushing him away with your knife blade, the flat of your knife blade, and he continually comes. And you don't know if he's going to land on you next or on the fish. But there's nothing you can do about it. And we also have not wasps, but blowflies, which is a blue fly. And if they're allowed on a piece of meat that you're working, they will lay eggs in, and quickly maggots will appear. They have ruined the piece of meat. I learned long ago in cleaning fish, which isn't a good idea, but I would have another bucket or tub with water where my fish could lay. I would clean the fish, I would throw them into the water. But then the meat absorbs some of the water, which isn't too good, but yet it's better than having a blowfly blow your fish. And in the early days of butchering cattle, before the present artificial refrigeration, the meat markets had ice boxes, but we in the field, when we butchered cattle, didn't have any refrigeration. We would carry a canvas cover to cover the butchered beef, and we would cut palmetto fans, the saw palmetto fans, to lay in the bottom of the wagon so the beef didn't come against sand. Sand will stick to beef, and you can't wash it off. On fish, you can wash it off. You can throw a piece of fish down in the sand and immediately wash the sand right off. But a piece of beef, once it gets sand, it's had it. But we would put this beef in and cover them with palmetto fans and get into the markets as quickly as we could within a couple of hours, so the meat could be put on in the icebox and get into refrigeration.
Let me ask you about other kinds of trees besides the ones you mentioned. For example, what kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Oh, the cherry tree.
Right.
And he was the biggest liar of all liars, because he went to his dad and he said, "Father, I cannot tell a lie." That is a lie. He could have told a lie. But anyway, George, we respect him for his truthfulness.
Right. Okay, and the things that are on the bottom of trees that kind of hold them in the ground, called the trees?
Root, stump,